am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. It's gorgeous here in Sedona, Arizona. I hope it's beautiful where you are too. My tongue got twisted already. How's that? So I'm Jan Revelle, and this is Purpose Talk Radio. And today we have a special show with Stefanina and talking about numerology. We've already got several callers on the line, which is pretty exciting. And we're going to ask you to wait a little bit until we're ready to take care of housekeeping issues and get Stefanina on the line, and then we'll go from there. So today's an amazing day. And, you know, I'm not really sure why I just said that, but that's okay. We're going to find out why it's such an amazing day as the show goes along. Let's take care of some housekeeping. Again, this is Purpose Talk Radio, and we're glad to have you with us. I'm Jan Revelle, the host. Cindy Freeman is our facilitator, and she's working with callers and also in our Facebook group. And I'd like to make sure to invite you to join our Facebook group. It's called Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. So if you go to Facebook and you do a search for Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, then and ask to join, Cindy will be glad to invite you into the group, get you going in there, and you can join in the conversations that go on throughout the show and afterwards and during the course of the weeks in between. You can contact me. Cindy sent me this wonderful outline of things I'm supposed to say and take care of during the show. The trouble is it's on the other computer. So I'm going to have to try and go by memory here, and she'll let me know if I mess up or if I forget anything. I want to remind you that our theme song is called I Am Who I Am, and it's by the group True Trinity. And you can find that song and that group at TrueTrinity.com, TrueTrinity.com. The song is there. You can purchase it. It's only a dollar to download it. It's absolutely fabulous. And you can dance along with it, sing along with it, and just listen to it whenever you want. The members of that group are our own Cindy Freeman and Rachel Martinez and Jillian Clark. And the voice you hear is Jillian's voice. It's one of my favorite songs, and I sing along with it all the time. I had to put myself on mute because Cindy said it was kind of off. Timing wasn't the same as what you heard and what I was hearing. So you don't get to hear me sing. Lucky you. Anyway, you can get a hold of me by emailing me at jan@purposetalkradio.com. You can also find out who our upcoming guests are at that same website, purposetalkradio.com, and click on the guests tab, and it will tell you who's on and who we have coming up and all the other information. You can also make a donation to the show by clicking on the donate tab, and you can become a sponsor to the show, which is really kind of fun because you get to then suggest a show that you might like to hear and become a real active part of the show. So you can check in with me if you have any questions on that, and I will be glad to answer it. We have a card reading for today, and it's a fun card. It is called The Surprise. And this card shows a young girl dreaming. She has her eyes closed, and she's obviously in dream world. Around her, we've had this card before, but it's been quite a while. And it's great since I said days ago, and I didn't know why. Here it is, the surprise. So it's going to be a surprising day. Around this young girl's head is, let me see, that's her right ear. Over her right ear, there is this little, it's all these caricature type people, little gnome type characters that you would find in a fairy tale. And this, by her right ear, is a little old lady, little old gnome lady with her apron on and her kerchief on. And she's got a great big grin on her face and is talking into the girl's ear. At her forehead, there is an old gnome man leaning against her forehead and looking into her face with a beautiful, beatific smile on his face. He has on kind of a reddish shirt. The old woman has a blue and white checked dress with her white apron and her white kerchief. This old man by her forehead, by the girl's forehead, has a kind of a reddish shirt on, and he's got this really spiky, scraggly hair. Next to him is a very large mouse. I don't think it's a rat. I think it's a mouse, because this is a girl, so it would be a mouse. And the mouse is looking on really excited and anticipated. Its ears are up, and there's a smile on its face as well. And then next to him is a little old gnome man that looks like maybe a Merlin-type character. Has the long cap, you know, with the pointy, spiky end on the cap, and this great hairdo. And he's got his hands folded in front of him with his thumbs up. So if you fold your hands, you know, cross your fingers, and you put your thumbs up, you'll be in the same position as this little old Merlin guy. And he also, everybody in this picture is looking really excited. Next to him is a grasshopper, a big green grasshopper. And it's got one foot raised in the air, looking like it's ready to say hello or wake up, we're here. And then next to that is the old frog. And that frog also has his left hand in the air with his finger pointing, saying, hello, wake up. And then there's still more. Can you believe this? In front of the frog, between the frog and the little girl, and surrounded by a very white light, is a little caterpillar. I'm surprised that frog isn't eating the caterpillar, but it must be that everybody has a part in this girl's dream. And when she opens her eyes, they're going to go, surprise! Wouldn't you be surprised if you saw all that magic around you? So that's what I want you to remember for today. This is a magical day, and all you have to do is wake up. Stop sleeping and wake up and get the surprise of the day. And it could be any one of these characters could be the surprise, or it could be all of them, and they're having a party in your honor, and you get to make up, find out what the surprise is, and take it from there and make it into something important in your life. And now we're going to get Stefanina into the conversation here, because I know that she doesn't do cards, but she does have a number for today. So good morning, Stefanina. It's not even morning for everybody anymore. And how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
You said you had a number for today you were going to tell us about.
Well, today is the 9 vibrational day, and the 9 has to do with endings. So today is a good day to rest.
Oh.
And to even go shopping and to tidy up and kind of finish off those projects that you've been having hanging around and kind of clear up and prepare for tomorrow's new vibration of beginnings.
So tomorrow is actually the day of the surprise rather than today, right? Well, actually, if we start cleaning or shopping or resting, we may get a big surprise, right?
And if you start clearing up and clearing out, you may find a surprise underneath all the mess you left.
That's like unpacking boxes when you move. You know, you find all these surprises that you forgot were there.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, we have quite a few callers on the line, and we're going to take them in a little bit. But what I'd like to do, first of all, is to find out a little bit more about you and your story. So would you give us some background? You have a pretty powerful story. And tell us a little bit about you and then how you got involved with numerology and how that's been so important in your life.
Okay, I'm a mature woman. I'm a breast cancer survivor of 11 years, and I'm a Jersey girl, and
uh-huh.
I'm now in South Carolina. And how I started with numerology was for entertainment purposes in my business. When my clients were waiting for their operators, we didn't have computers back then. I actually had a library in my shop of metaphysical books, and I started to read to them. And before I knew it, they were asking me questions. I'm going on vacation, or I'm changing my job, or I got a new boyfriend. Is this a good time? And it seemed like more and more numerology was becoming the dominant of all the things I was studying. And that's how it really started for entertainment. But then when I realized all the events that occurred in my life obtaining abundance, losing abundance, doing the same thing again, is like, wait, there's a pattern, something's going on. And I looked at my own numbers, and I realized that everything happened just the way it was supposed to. And instead of having that victim mentality, I really was grateful for the opportunity to finally realize how everything just fit together, and I was on my journey. I always knew my destination, but just when I was getting there, I would lose everything. And it's like, whoa. But now that I understand, I know I'm going to reach my destination.
So getting breast cancer and losing things are all show up in numerology?
Well, yes, because there's four karmic debt numbers. Everyone has karmic lessons, and that's just something we need to learn. But a karmic debt is something that you really need to pay back until you move forward in your life. And I happen to have a karmic debt number in my birthday. So when I realized that, that's where I got the initial information that I had to destroy the old and create the birth of the new. Mm. So every time I lost something, it was destroying of the old to make room for the new. And I was reuniting with my spirit, because everything that was happening to me was happening to the human body. Mm-hmm. I needed to get in touch with my spirit and my soul. So until you reach rock bottom, a lot of people don't reach out and say, oh my God, help me. Mm-hmm. And that's what kept on happening, but I was so stubborn. It's like, oh, I did it once, I'll do it again. But when I reached rock bottom and I paid attention and did my own numbers, that was the first thing that was revealed to me.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So, and you do coaching now, and you do it around with numerology as the basis of your coaching, right?
Yes, I do, because a lot of times people are resistant to really take a look at who they are, like I was.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that when I start doing their numerology and explain to them that I'm just a messenger, this is coming from their birth date, I'm not predicting anything or saying anything, they tend to pay more attention, and then it's up to them to use the information.
Okay, so the numerology that you're using, let me see if I understand. You're using a birth date and not the numbers in their name, or are you doing both? Or give us a little idea of how does numerology work?
Numerology works with the vibration of numbers. Letters also carry a vibration, and letters can be brought down to a numerical value, and then you use that number for that energy vibration. I predominantly work with numbers when I'm doing numerology, because in the birth date is your life path number, and it's the most important number. It's the number that you need to achieve in this lifetime in order to be happy. But your birth date also has your attitude, which is how you view the world. And your birth day is the action that you take on a daily basis to achieve your life path. You can never change your birth date, but you can always change your name.
Mm-hmm.
So your birth name vibration has the message of why you came into this life. But in the course of your lifetime, when you change your name, that's the vibration that you're giving today at this moment, and people see you differently because we evolve and we change in the course of our lifetime.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But it makes me wonder, my birthday is the 15th, so that's kind of the middle of the month. Is that why I'm so-so?
No, actually it has to do with the fact that you're born on the 15th and 5 and 1 is a 6, and 6 magnetic personality. 6 has to do with,
I love it.
It's a love number.
Ooh.
And 6s, they are givers and they are doers and they're very responsible people. They're people of service. But when they're not busy serving or doing or providing, they create drama. So maybe that's why you feel so... Are you a drama queen?
Well, I'm a Leo. I always figured the drama came from the Leo part of it.
Well, part of it did, and part of it is your 6.
Okay. Well, I try not to be a drama queen, but you know,
it's
whatever.
Who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll interpret it as I enjoy being in front of people. I enjoy speaking. I enjoy being on stage. So I'll go with the drama that way.
Yes. Sixes have a very magnetic personality. People are drawn to you. You stand out as much as you like to stand out. When you walk into a room, people will turn their head and look at you.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
But I've also over the years discovered that I could make myself invisible, literally invisible. Be sitting at a table with people, and all of a sudden they don't even know I'm there anymore, and then I can again become visible, and they're
yes.
a little bit startled to find that I'm there.
Yes.
I
would have to take a look at your complete birthday, but I actually would have to tell you it's because you're connecting with your spirit and you're leaving the body just where it is, and your whole aura, your whole vibration is changing to the fact that having that six vibration that is a magnet, you're turning that magnet off and they can't feel you anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Interesting, very interesting. Okay, well, what else do we want to know about you before we go to the callers? Tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, I owned my own hair and nail salon and a day spa in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I have invested in properties in South Carolina. My children were in South Carolina. After I was told I was going to die from cancer and I didn't, I decided I was going to move to South Carolina and be with my children. And when I arrived, my children left.
Oh, my gosh.
And then one by one, I lost my properties. And that was what was going to sustain me, be my income when I came to South Carolina. And it was like, God, I came out the other side of cancer. Mm-hmm. And I lived when I was told I wasn't, which I never believed I was going to die anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like now you took away what's sustaining me. And that was a bigger loss than being told I had cancer and losing my breast.
Wow.
And that's when I really began the process of paying attention and going into, you know, the working mode, the action mode of constantly looking at my numbers. So now on my journey, when I hit that fork in the road or that roadblock, I just sit still until it clears and just keep on going forward.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, if people want to, well, first of all, let me go back again because we've got a lot of people listening here and I want to make sure everybody knows you can join us on Facebook in the group Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. If you go there, you can request to join and Cindy will add you to the group and then you can take part in the conversations that are already going on and that will continue going on throughout the week. It's a very active group and we hope you'll join us there. You can contact me if you have questions, jan@purposetalkradio.com. And you can also go to purposetalkradio.com and find out about our other guests and be able to listen to the replay of other shows and this one as well once we're done with this show, obviously. So I think, let me make sure. Right. And if you go to purposetalkradio.com, you can also donate to the show and you can sponsor a show if you'd like or become a sponsor for a month or a quarter and get your information out on the show live just as an advertiser would. That's pretty exciting and it's not terribly expensive. So go check it out, purposetalkradio.com. Poke around and see what you can find there. So, Stefanina, are you ready to start taking some questions?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to start out with Tony. Tony called in and said that he wants a reading. So, and I just see everybody else know that we have a lot of people on the line, so we're going to have to keep moving things along and make it relatively short, okay? Hi, Tony, how are you? This is Jan.
Hey, Jan, how you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from, Tony?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, all right. And you have a question for Stefanina?
Yes. Now, my question was basically career outlook for this year.
Okay.
Give me your birthday.
6/30/1970.
You're an 8 life path, which is a number that you must achieve in order to be happy, but you're in your sixth personal year. So as far as career goes, you really need to just sit back this year because six is all about family in the personal year. 7 year, you're going to be looking inward. The next time for your career, if you want to make a move or if you're going to realize a change in your career, because eight is a money number, it's going to happen in your eighth year because you are also an eight life path. When your life path number matches your personal year number, it's almost amplified. And when eights live on the positive side of their number, they are meant to achieve anything they do, and it has to do with money. It doesn't mean you're going to have a lot of cars, or you may, but it doesn't mean you're going to achieve or acquire a lot of things. You're going to acquire money. And if you do it once, even if you lose it, you'll always have the ability to do it again. That's an eight life path. But know that this year is not a year for any movement in your career. It has to do with immediate family issues. So pay attention to that and get that out of the way. Next year, you really need to start asking the big questions about your path and your life and make any changes. And then in your eighth year, you should realize something.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Tony. And I'm going to put you back on mute so you can keep on listening. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. And our next caller is Nancy. Nancy has a question to ask you, Stefanina. And Nancy, you are on the air now. This is Jan. How are you today?
Hi, this is Nancy. I'm great.
And where are you calling from, Nancy?
I'm from Texas.
All righty, Texas. Okay, yes. And you have a question for Stefanina.
I do. One thing that's been going on in my mind is my first name is Nancy, and my middle name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E. And I just get the feeling that maybe I should start calling myself Lynn instead of Nancy.
That's a possibility, but give me your birthday, Nancy.
It's 12-7-55.
Okay. You're a three life path, which makes you a very good communicator. You have to stand out of the crowd. You have to shine. You're very, very creative. But you're in a one personal year, which is your year of new beginnings. So if you're feeling an urge to change your name, you really do need to pay attention because somehow the vibration of your name isn't resonating with you. So you, that would be a whole different kind of a reading that you would need because it's a more involved chart that needs to be done when we use the name. But you are a very happy-go-lucky person, and you actually live for love. When you have that feeling of love in your heart, you excel at everything and anything that you do. So you actually are a lover of life, and you live for the feeling of love. So in your 1 year of new beginnings, this is a time to lay the foundation and bring everything you want into your life. And if you feel a name change is appropriate for whatever you want to do in your lifetime, you should seriously take a look at that.
Okay. So I have a question, Stefanina. What is the difference in numbers between Nancy and Lynn?
Well, I would have to calculate. I don't really know because, see, every letter has a different number, and then I would take all those letters and bring them down to a numerical value, and then I would total up that numerical value to see what Nancy is coming up with and seeing what Lynn is coming up with, and whatever vibration Nancy's coming to, once I explained it to Nancy, if she said, ooh, I don't like that, well, this is the vibration Lynn is throwing off for you or vibrating for you. Oh, that's what I want to feel because that's the direction I'm moving in. Then she's correct. She needs to change her name.
Okay, so let's supposing, Nancy, I'm going to put you back on mute, and I thank you very much for calling in. Hopefully you'll keep on listening to the show because this next question's about you as well, okay? Hold on.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. So, Stefanina, if somebody like Nancy Nancy Lynn wants to get in touch with you to find out more, more in depth, how would she do that?
She can go to my Facebook. She can go to my website, P3 Coach. She can email me directly, which is my name, Stephanina10@gmail.com. And she can call me, 843-427-4227. I'm very approachable. I'm not easy to, I'm not difficult to find. I'm easy to find. And then I can explain to her more in depth about the vibration of her name. See, this is her 1 year of new beginnings. So she's like, and plus she's a three vibration, which is a lover. So she's laying down her foundation, and she's feeling something. Threes are very, very creative. They're very in touch. They love harmony, and they love just to be happy and joyful. So if she's not feeling that and she feels it's coming through her name, that's definitely something to pay attention. That's the universe trying to get her attention. And she is paying attention because she's on the air asking that question.
Okay. So your website is P3Coach.com.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's
good.
A couple of P3 coaches there, so I'm Power, Purpose, and Pride.
Okay. All right. So our next caller, thank you again, Nancy, and I hope that you get some more information. You connect with Stephanina and get more information. So our next caller is Ellen. And Ellen has a question about this year and money. All right. Hi, Ellen. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. You know me. It's Ellen Miller. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Okay. Here's my question. I have a situation where I am an heir to an estate, and I'm having a lot of difficulty obtaining the right attorney to be on my side. It's a very, very difficult thing. I'm an adoptee. And so my name was Enid Stein at birth, and then my name changed to Ellen Sue Balterman, and my birthday is 12/1/53.
Okay, let's start with that. You have a master number, so you have some work to do in this lifetime.
Uh-huh.
You are the master builder. You have the vision with the action. So that's number one. You're very special just in that respect.
Okay.
And let me see, you're in your 1 year of new beginnings. So a lot of things are happening right now. And again, you're building a foundation for what you need to do or what you need to bring into your life. As far as money goes, or as far as all your different names go, that again would be a reading as well, because I would have to see the vibration that you came into this life path with.
Right.
And the name that you're using today and what vibration you're throwing off. But you're in your 1 year of new beginnings. You have the ability to draw unto you exactly what you need. If you're not getting what you need right now, there's a little bit of fear.
Okay.
So you have to let go of the fear and know that you are the leader of your own life. You're born on the first day.
Okay.
And you are a master number. So you have the vision, and you have the ability to follow it up with action. And you have a very good gut feeling. You are considered the master builder.
Okay,
so if anyone can do this work, it's you. But you have to understand what it is you need to do.
Okay.
And that only comes from a reading as well. We would have to look at your name as well as your birthday.
Okay. How much do you charge for a reading?
Well, if we work with your birthday and your name, that's $125.
Uh-huh.
If you just wanted a reading from your birthday, that's $57. And I record my sessions, and then I send you the MP3. Because what I tell you never changes except for your personal year, or if we're addressing numbers in a different manner other than just getting information about you. Like if we're,
okay,
if a compatibility or a move, an address change, things of that nature.
I get it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome very much.
Thanks, Ellen, for calling in. I'm going to put you back on. I'm going to put you back on mute again so that we can move on to the next person. And thank you again for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, so when I bring the next person on, I want to remind you all that you can go to P, as in Paul, the number 3, p3coach.com. And what is it again, Stephanina, the three Ps?
Purpose, power, and pride.
Right, and then you can connect with Stephanina to get a more in-depth reading. And be sure you join us also on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. So I have somebody else on the line that your name got deleted, unfortunately.
This is Kathy from Maryland.
Hi, Kathy from Maryland.
Hi. And my birthday is 12/13/53.
Do you people realize that that is the third 12 in a row?
I know. I realize it.
So now I've got to pay attention to the fact that three women in a row are coming up with 12. Okay, give it to me again, because when you said 12, my mind after that it stopped.
12/13/1953.
Holy bejesus. You had a freaking karmic debt number.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm on a spiritual awakening, so anything
well,
you can
tell
me.
Well, you're a spiritual person anyway, sweetie.
Okay.
Your birth path is a 7. That's the most spiritual of all numbers. You're always asking the big questions. Why am I here? What am I doing? What's my purpose?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be happy until you find it. You really have to live by the water or the mountains. You need
to
live
by the water.
Okay. That's where you connect with the divine. And there's a little part of you that nobody ever will know. Nobody will ever see. You keep that to yourself, and that's fine, because that's where you get your messages when you connect with divinity. You're in your personal year 4, and that has to do with rewriting your script or your plan if the first 3 years aren't showing the growth that you wanted in your first year. It's the year to strengthen your foundation and keep on building your foundation, because we go in 9-year cycles. But you're born on the 13th day, and that's a karmic debt number. And that has to do with you need to focus. You have to get over obstacles in order to reach your success. So something has happened to you that you're always getting roadblocks or forks in the road, and you're not paying attention to it. You're dismissing it, and you're just turning around and going back. You got to stop that, because you already came there from there. You need to stop, take a breath, and continue moving forward. You need to meditate. You need to write. You need to listen to music.
Wow.
You are the most spiritual of all numbers. You must pay attention, because what you need to learn, because you're not paying attention and you're not allowing yourself to learn it, the people who are waiting for your message are being deprived of what you have.
Okay.
Excuse me. I know I want to interject here, because I know Sophia is listening to this. Sophia, did you just hear that comment that Stephanina made? If you do not take that step, you are depriving the people who are needing what you have to offer.
Correct.
So thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Stephanina, for letting me interject that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put her back on mute, and then we're going to move on to the next caller. We have a couple more callers. And we have several people who are just listening. Remember, everybody, that you can go to Facebook and join our group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and be able to join in the conversations that are going on even now, as well as during the rest of the week. And you can connect with Stephanina there as well after the show, and with me as well. So if you want to connect with Stephanina, you can go to p3coach.com and look for her there. You can also connect with her on Facebook. And again, through the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group might be the easiest way right now to get a hold of her and make that connection. So I invite you to go there. Okay, next, Sue. Let me get Sue online here. So we have, Cindy's been busy behind the scenes going, okay, this one's done, this one's next. Hi, Sue. It's good to have
Hi.
Hi. So where are you calling from, Sue?
I'm calling from Philadelphia. I was just wondering if she picked up a move for me anytime soon out of this year.
I didn't get that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you picked up any, like, move? Like, I'm trying to move into another home?
Give me your birthday and let me see what personal year you're in, because that's where I'm getting my information. So what's your birthday?
4/19/1960.
You said 4, like in April?
Yes, April the 19th. 1960.
Okay, you're a 3 life path. You're another communicator. You want to shine. You like to put yourself out there. You like to be noticed. You like the finer things in life. You're in your 5 year. Yes, 5 years, fast movement. Expect the unexpected and just keep on going. Lots of opportunities in the 5 year. This is time to have fun and get out there and move. The 5 has everything to do with opportunity, expansion, movement, vision, healing. Just keep on going. And again, if you run up against a roadblock, don't make it frighten you. Just sit still until you can collect yourself and then just keep on moving forward. 5 is definitely a travel year.
Oh, great. That
you
great.
Also have a karmic debt number. You have a karmic debt number as well. You have put yourself in a self-imposed prison.
Oh, God, could you explain that a little bit to me? I don't understand that.
You beat yourself up a little bit.
Okay.
You keep yourself stuck. You keep yourself in a stationary position. You need to create a little bit more independence. And again, that has more to do with a more in-depth reading, but you have to learn how to use your power. And you are powerful because you are a great communicator, and you can communicate through your writing, through music, through painting, anything that has to do with the arts. You need to communicate and express yourself in order to find out why you're in your own self-imposed prison. What's stopping you from believing in yourself?
Okay, now with the advanced reading from you, I will find that out, like what's holding me back.
Because then I would look at your attitude and I would look at your birth name, and then we would take a look at a couple of other things. Yeah. I mean, I don't predict anything. I'm not a psychic, but I do get intuitively, I get certain words that come to me when I'm creating a chart for someone, because one number has a lot of different meanings and all those meanings cannot pertain to every person. So I sit quietly and I meditate and I light my candle and I have my energy stones around me, and then I create my chart, and whatever words come up for me, that's what creates your chart. So we may get your answer from there.
Okay, I see. When I was listening to you earlier in the show, a lot of things you were saying, because I listen to other people that, you know, get things, answers from our birth date and our name, and a few things that you said I'd never heard of, and I was, like, really amazed. I really want to read, and I'm just amazed. I'm lost for words, really.
Well, as long as it resonates for you, we're in 2013, and this is a time of awakening, and it's the time of the women. So more and more women are coming forward and wanting to know, and they're standing up for who they are. And we're going to make the change that this world needs to make in order for us to live in love and harmony.
Well, it's amazing that you said that because I just, you know, got a divorce a few years back, and I was just telling my daughter over the weekend. It was like when you're married, it's the home, cook dinner for your husband, take care of your children. It was never nothing for me. I was always putting myself out there for everybody else, and it's the way that you said that because now I said, you know, it's all about me now. I got to think about me now, not that I don't care about anybody that I love, but it's about time that I think about me. I feel so much a different change in me. Even I've been told that, oh, since you got divorced, it's not nice to say that, but I see you're more glowing and more happier than when you were married. But it's just that nobody knows but women that are married and have children. It's a big, big job, you know. It's a lot on us, and nobody, I don't think men understand that, you know.
Well, everything that you just explained of what the little bit you've gone through in your life, there's your 19 karmic debts, self-imposed prison. You just said it. I did everything for everybody else, and nobody understands, and men don't understand. There's your self-imposed prison. You had to do it all, and you felt stuck, and you felt trapped. There's your self-imposed prison.
You want to put your website and stuff on the webpage, right, so I can get in touch with you? I am, like...
Yes, if you go to Purpose Talk Radio, purposetalkradio.com, and
uh-huh.
You click on guest, find a link to Stefanina's page, and her website is on there. You can also find it on Facebook in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group.
Purpose.
It's in both places.
Okay, thank
okay?
you very much. Thank you very
All
much.
Right.
Yes. Thank
All
you.
Right, thanks for calling in.
Thank
okay.
you.
Now we have Val. Actually, Val is the last caller that we have. I'm going to take her in a minute. And then we have questions from some of the people in the Stock Radio Conversations group. So I'll go to that one after we talk to Val. If anybody else wants to call in, that number is 347-205-9074. And if you are from overseas, you can always connect with us via Skype. You'll have to have a Blog Talk Radio account. It's free, and then you can connect with us via Skype if you would like to do it that way. So let's get Val online, and we'll talk with her. Val has a question. Let me see. It's not connecting. There we go.
Hello.
Hi, Val.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Where are you calling from, Val?
I'm calling from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, you don't have a really southern, strong southern accent. How come?
I'm from California, actually.
Oh, okay. That explains it. So you have a question for Stefanina.
Yes. I was just wondering what you're receiving as far as finances go.
Give me your birthday, Val.
It is May 17th, 1972.
Okay.
My full name is Valina. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Well, not in this particular instance because I'm just working with the birthday. You're a five life path, and you're in your 1 year of new beginnings. So if there's anything that you really want to achieve, this is the year to lay down the foundation in order to get that. If it's finances you're going for, then you should put yourself in the position to receive those finances. Because it's your 1 year of new beginnings. And 1 year of new beginnings is when you start to lay down the foundation and bring to you what you want into your life. Your five life path, which means that you are the life of the party, you are the natural investigator, you're more of a giver than a taker. When people give you things, you're kind of like, why are they doing that? As far as a profession goes, if you were talking about money and you needed to know to change your profession, there again, that's where I would be able to get that information for you in a reading. Because a five is somebody who likes to investigate and get down to the bottom of things. So you would make a good real estate agent as well as making a good assistant for an attorney, a paralegal, a social worker, but you're also a party person. And if you don't like to go to parties and be the life of the party, you like to entertain at home because you like pretty things. You want to be surrounded by pretty things. So there again, you would make a very good interior designer because you would be researching things, investigating things, and creating pretty things.
Does this help you?
That's spot on. Yeah, and I am working towards getting my finances. So I guess I just want to, like, make sure, like, okay, am I on the right path? Because that's what I sense. It's new beginnings, and I want to make sure I'm, like, you know.
This is your year of new beginnings.
You'll be very selective
in what you bring into your life this year, because it'll follow you the next nine. It's not to say you can't get rid of it. It's just that it'll be more difficult. So whatever you want to create, know that you're on track to do just that, your 1 year of new beginnings.
Wow. You're spot on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's a pretty exciting one, in my opinion. So good luck with that, Val.
Thank you
very much.
Keep
on listening. We've got more to go. You're welcome. Okay, we have a couple of questions, and then for people asking about specific birth dates. And then I have a question for you later on. I'm going to tell you what it is now in case I forget, but we'll ask it later. Is if you would tell us what the different birth years are, for instance, the 1 through 9 that you've been talking about.
Now they're a little bit different, the meanings for the birth path versus the personal year. So I'm going to give you the birth path first.
Okay.
A number one birth path is the creative, male dominant, alpha leader, very ambitious. You have to do things your way. You're not going to listen to anybody. No matter how many times you fall on your face, you're going to come out smelling like a rose. Once you set your sights on something, you don't stop till you get it. If somebody tells you, look, I already did that and it didn't work, the one's attitude is, okay, fine, I'm going to find out myself. You are the leader of your own life. The two is the partner, the lover. You don't need to shine. You won't finish a project, you won't start a project, but you're very good at finishing a project, so you're a very good team leader. A one and a two are very compatible. A two will do anything to avoid an argument. They just can't handle confrontation of any kind. Love and harmony is what they live for. Three, you're the comedian. You got to shine. You're very faithful person. You're a very charitable person. You put yourself out there. You enjoy the arts. You're very passionate about what you do. It's also a love number. Four, you're the foundation builder. You're the type of person that if you earn $10, you're saving $5 of it. You have to have financial security. You have to leave a legacy. You have to make sure that there's something there for family. There's a side of a 4, like a 1. If you don't get your way, you get real cranky. 4 is the leader, just like the 1 is the leader. The 5 is the visionary, the natural investigator. You have to travel. You have to move. If you sit still, you're going to get into a very addictive personality. You can eat too much, drink too much sex, too much drugs, too much of anything. You can't get bored. If a 5 is bored, they're going to go into addiction. They're very, very happy when they're traveling. They are lovers of life. So if they can't travel on a train, a plane, or a bus, they got to travel in their head and just go away, and there's the addiction. So you don't want to do that. The number 6 is the protector, the lover, the family person, the magnetic personality. 6 women tend to go towards men that need mommies, and 6 men tend to go for women who are damsels in distress. That's something you got to watch for, because energy vampires will just take over of a 6, because 6 is another love number. 7, the most spiritual of all numbers. It's the thinker. It's the one who has to have the answers. It's the writer. It's the one who has to get connected with divinity. They're knowledgeable. They have to share everything they learn. And this has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with spirit. It has to do with God. It has to do with the internal you. The 8 is money. A lot of 8s that live on the negative side, their attitude is, it's not my fault. How come I have no luck? But when you're living on the positive side of an 8, power and wealth is yours. It's a money number. It has to be money. So if you're an 8 and you don't have money, you better look at what's going on and you may be living on the negative side. They also called out the politician's number because the 8 can talk their way out of a paper bag. So they're really good at that. The 9 is the humanitarian, the one who has to do everything for everybody else. They give, they give, they give, and they do it with all their heart, but they will reach a point where they'll say, you know what? If you haven't learned yet, this is your problem now. Sometimes a number 9 life path is always feeling pain and self-sacrifice because they feel responsible for family issues. They feel like the mom or the dad to the mom and the dad, and they carry that with them into their adult life. They have to learn to get over that. But 9s, I'll give you an example of a 9. If somebody fell down a well and they're screaming for help, a 9 would jump down the well to help them and then say, oh, boy, now we're both here.
Oh.
So that's the life path, and that's so just a quick hit.
Where does that life path come from? I mean, what numbers are you using to get the life path?
The complete birthday.
Okay. All right.
Now, the 9 personal years, which is the number that changes every year, I get from your month, your day, and then the current year that we are in. So mm-hmm. if you're in a 1 personal year, new beginnings, planting the seed, high energy, opportunities. If you're in your 2 year, it's a year relationships, cooperation, happy, patience. If the seed is just starting to sprout. In the 3rd year, it's the year of creativity, socializing, go out, have fun, expand your little networking. You're very motivated. You're very inspirational. But it's a fun year, and it's the little sprout just showing its head. The 4th year is all about hard work, discipline, opportunity, stick to routine. There may be delays. Get organized, study and learn, rewrite your plan. Now you've got the little sprout growing nice and strong. Your 5th year is a year of change, freedom, unpredictability. Expect the unexpected. Go and explore. Another fun, fast year. The 6th year, year of immediate family, domestic affairs, responsibilities, service to others, even redecorating your home, acceptance of certain things. Your 7 year, it's the year of contemplation, self-awareness, spiritual atonement. Pray, meditate, write, get near the water, spend time alone, take care of yourself. 8 year is the year of rewards, respect, recognition for everything that you've done the prior 7 years. It's an action year. It's a power year. It's where you should recognize and reap the benefits of everything you've done the prior year. Again, money. It's a money year. And then 9, it's the year of endings. Whatever hasn't worked for you in the prior 9 years, this is the time to let it go. Clean out your closets. Get rid of the car. Start to write your new plan for the next 9 years, but do not implement it. Things from the past may come back for closure in your 9 years, so you can let it go. It's not a time of commitment. And that's just the basics, because then we can go into the maturity number, and you don't reach your maturity until you've lived 3 life cycles. Then there's the master numbers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's 3 very important master numbers, 11, 22, and 33. Depending on where they come up on your chart, the 11 is the most intuitive. It's the one that's always thinking of God. It's the one with the vision, the good gut feeling, and the dreamer. The 22 is the action. It's the vision with the action, the master builder. 33 is the guidance to the world, the master teacher, the one who came here to teach us something. So that's why I say if you don't follow your numbers and you're not on your path, you're depriving the people that need to hear you.
Right. So are you teaching classes in this as well for people who are interested in learning it?
Well, I was teaching classes locally where I live, and now with my new assistant, we're seeing what we can incorporate as far as online. I'm
good.
Not there. I'm not there yet, but I'm considering it when I see that there's a demand, because what I'm finding is people really just want the information, and numerology can get very confusing. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I still have to reflect back on my charts to get the information.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have a bunch more questions from people who are in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, and we have two callers who have questions. One has been waiting a very long time and very patiently, so I'm going to take her next, and then we're going to go, well, let me see. No, we'll go back to some of the, we'll go back and forth. So the first question is from our Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. Marilyn says, I would love to see what this year holds for me financially, and her birth date is November 1, 1952, and her name is Marilyn.
She's in her 9 year of ending. She's got to let go of everything that's in her way in order to bring in what she wants next year. So this isn't a good time to bring anything into your life, because if it does come into your life, it's going to slip through your fingers. It will not last. So I don't know, you know, specifically about money, but I know in a 9 year, anything that does come into your 9 year will not last. Anything of significance or importance to you. But she's born on the 11th month, and she's born on the first day. So she's got a master number, which means she's got a good gut, and she's the leader and the master of her own life.
Mm-hmm.
So next year is her year to do whatever it is she wants to accomplish. Let me see. I didn't get her life path. She's a two life path. She wants to be in love. She lives for love, and she will excel in a partnership. So, again, if the money that she wants to bring into her life, if it has to do with a business or if she's a team player, that's how she's going to get it. She's not going to do it on her own. She's going to do it with a partner or somebody that she has to have that feeling of love and excitement in her in order to reap the benefits of her labors. If she's trying to attain money just for the sake of money and she's not feeling right about it, she will not create wealth. Because it's all
okay,
a mindset.
And so, go ahead.
It's all a mindset. What you believe and what you feel will manifest. So, see, the numerology is giving you the timetable on when it's right, almost giving you permission to say, yeah, go. This is the year to go. And your mind is going to believe it, and you're going to do it. So by me telling her you're a master number because you're born on the 11th, you're born on the first day, which makes you the leader of your own life. And what did I say? She's in her 2 year? No, she's in her 9 year of endings, telling her don't bring anything new into her life because it's going to slip away. She'll rethink it now, and she'll set herself up for her next year for her year of new beginning.
Mm-hmm. So year nine, in year nine is a time for letting go, for cleaning the closet, for getting rid of things that aren't necessary in your life anymore, right?
Yes, yes, because you can't put two things in the same place. Something's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you may feel like, oh, but I really like that. Oh, you know what? She's really a pain in the neck, but I don't want to let her go because I've known her for a long time. Let her go, because there's someone else that's got to come in that's going to benefit you.
And so financially, if she wants something financially, then this is the time to prepare for next year, not to do it this year.
Yes, she's got to clean house, make room, and write her plan of exactly what she wants to bring in the energy of what she wants. She's a number one. She's a leader of her own life. She's born in the 11th month. She's got a good gut feeling. She's got the answers.
Okay.
She just has to pay attention.
All right. And she also asked, do you have a book?
No, not yet. I'm working on that, too.
Okay, but if they go to your website, will they find? Do you have a blog going?
I write for a woman's magazine, online Facebook magazine, Women as Visionaries, with Lori Raymond every day, and I write the vibration of the day.
So they can go to that magazine.
Yeah, they can go to that magazine and see what I write about the vibration of the day, or they can go to my website and sign up, and I send out a weekly forecast, which is what you can expect for that week based on your personal year number. So that's going to give them direction every week on what they should do based on their personal year, not their life path.
Okay. All right, we're going to take one more question from the group, and then we'll go back to the phone call people. So hold on, you people who are waiting so patiently on the phone. Corinne wants to know, she said, and Corinne is in the UK. Her birth date is April 7, 1960.
Okay.
She wants to know, is this a good year for love and career, and is she on a, what year is she on all those?
Okay, let me see, 4, 7, 4, 7, 6. She's in her 8-year money, yes. Whatever she's working on, this is her year to attain it. This is her year recognition. This is her year reward. So if she's expecting money or she's working on something that she's anticipating money, it could be from an inheritance, it could be a windfall, it could be something unexpected. But eight, she's in her money year, so if she's feeling money, she's got to do what she needs to do to get her money this year. She's a life path 9, which makes her a giver, and she gives and gives and gives and gives and gives until she can't give anymore. If she's going to be getting her money from that, next year she's got to slow down, because next year she'll be in her 9-year of endings, and she's a 9 life path.
Okay. So she needs to take care of all that this year.
This is her year of attainment, yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is she's doing or what she's working on, but if she feels that money is coming to her for whatever reason, like I said, this is the year.
Okay. Hear that, Corinne? That's a good one. Based on our conversation yesterday, I think you better go for it. Okay, let's go back to the phone callers, and we've got another caller as well. So our first call is Sophia. Let me bring Sophia in, and Sophia has a question. Sophia is in Minnesota. Hi, Sophia. This is Jan. How are you today?
Hi, Jan. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So you have a question for Stefanina.
Yeah, well, first of all, in the beginning of the show, all these 12s were coming up, and that's when I decided I should call in, because mine isn't the beginning, but mine is 6-12-55, and I've been told that my numerology is important, and it's and I'd like to know about if it's going to be a good year for finances.
Ooh, everybody wants money this year. Good. Okay, so tell us your birth date again, Sophia.
6-12-55.
Six as in June, 6-12-1955. Okay.
Well, you're in your sixth personal year, and it's all about family issues. It could be anything from a marriage to a death to a birth to bringing a lover in, getting rid of, but it's immediate family issues this year. So it's not a money year. It's a year for nurturing. It's a year of healing. It's a year of responsibility and being of service. And again, next year in your seventh year is going to be your spiritual atonement year. So you're going to be, this year you're doing for family. Next year you need to do for yourself. That's not to say you can't bring money in, because I don't know what it is you're doing or what situation you're in. But in your 8 year is the year of reward. So again, in your sixth personal year, if God forbid something happened in the immediate family and there was a death and you inherited money, there's money. That's not to say it will or it won't happen, but it's not, the six in itself is not a money year. It's a domestic affairs year. But you're also born in the sixth month. You're a very magnetic person. You draw unto you. And you're also a one, a life path one, which makes you the leader of your own life. Sophia, you can have anything you want. Whereas twos, make good social workers, and threes make good comedians or painters or artists, and fours make good accountants and money people, and fives make good investigators and lawyers. And a number one can be anything they want, because once they put it in their head, they don't stop till they get it. And ones will push anybody out of their way that gets in their way, or they'll just dismiss them. Like, don't tell me what to do. And that's you.
Wow. Thank
you. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, actually, I do push myself. And, you know, I do, if I want something, that, you know, it's going to end up in my life eventually.
Yeah. And if somebody tells you it's not, you say, get out of my way.
Yeah. It's like, well, or like you said, I dismiss them. It's like, I my family members. Now I have not very many family members that are around me anymore. I've said, I don't need that anymore. They were giving me too much grief. And, I just said, I'm done with you.
Yes, and that's a very good thing, because our family is only here for the experiences. And a lot of us feel connected to our family, and a lot of us don't. And the ones of us that are not connected, it's okay to let them go.
Yeah.
Because that's just our human family that we picked for the human experience so we can learn.
Right.
It's the soul family you need to reconnect with.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Sophia, thank you again for calling in. I'm going to put you back on mute, okay?
All right, thank you.
And all right, we'll talk with you later. And we're going to bring Susan in. Susan has been waiting very patiently to be able to ask her question. Susan, you're on the air. This is Jan. How are you today?
I'm fine, and I'll tell you something. I've learned so much just listening, and I feel like I'm in a lot of those categories. And so it's my friend, and it's amazing. I just discovered numerology fascination this year, or last year, actually. And I'm never, growing up, I never liked numbers. I couldn't deal with numbers or time or space. Time or space,
whoa.
I still have problems with.
I wonder if you have a 7. Give me your birthday, Susan.
9/15/1954. And do you ever take a friend's birthday, too? Because
yeah. You're a 7. What did I say?
I am a 7. Okay, because I think this person's a 33. He's 9/5/1954. We're a week apart.
Okay, let's see.
He thinks I co-created him.
He's a master number. So he's a teacher. He's here to give guidance to the world. But he comes down to a number 6. So if he's not aware of the fact that he is here as a teacher.
Oh, he is aware.
Okay. Well,
he says he's my soulmate. I say soulmate. He says he's my mentor and my life coach. And I have to do what he says. Oh, really?
I won't take it that far, but he's kind of right, because the 33 being the master teacher and is coming here to teach us something, the 3 and the 3 comes to a 6, which means he has a very magnetic personality, which people will listen to him. He's also born on the 9th month like you, so you are humanitarians. You want to help the world.
Yep.
You are a life path 7, which means you're the most spiritual of numbers. You have to get the answers to your big questions. You should write.
Oh, that's what I discovered since I met him. My emotions have come out in writing, and I was involved with 2 scorpions, and after that, and I shouldn't share too much, but I'll just say that the last one was a fake guru and a vampire, a spiritual vampire, and from this came out all these things that I never knew I had. So people said he was meant to be in this world to show me. Yes?
Yes, you needed to have that experience. And with the relationship you're having now, you're born on the 15th day, which is a 6, which complements his 6 life path. And you're both born on the 9th month. So when numbers repeat and complement each other, see, some, like 2 ones together cannot make it. A 1 and a 2, yes. A 2 and a 2, yes. A 2 and a 3, yes.
a 1 and a 4? No. A 5 and a 6? No. That's not to say you can't make it. There's what we call toxic numbers, compatibility numbers, and natural matches. A natural match just gets you.
Yeah, see, first time in my life, which I thought he put a spell on me because
no.
He gets my codes.
You and him are natural matches, and you're both very creative.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you are not, but you're also idea people as well.
Yes. Well, he is more, he is a realist, and I'm a fantasy.
Yeah, but
I live in a fantasy world.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with the fantasy world because you're a spiritual being and you need to connect with your spirit. You're not of this world. You're the type of person that if you're in a room full of people, you'll
okay, did we lose
your
them
say, what
or...
am I doing here?
Okay. My dad said I lived in a dream world. The only thing is that I see in people what they can be, not who they actually are, and he feels he's trying to protect me. The only thing with this person, everything is great, what you said. I want him to be more, a little bit more romantic, but I guess that will come. I never had a guy who was a friendship.
So you think that's
possible?
He is a 6 and he is a lover, but he likes to, he's the one who has to know he's needed.
Oh.
So you have to pat him on the back. If you want him to give you what you want, you got to give him what he wants first. So
uh-huh.
You got to say, oh, honey, I really, really love you and appreciate you, and just hug him and kiss him, and then he'll smother you to death. But if you're waiting for him to come to you, lots of luck.
Uh-huh. Okay. And on top of it, we both came from troubled paths. So I believe from the last relationship that he is a healer. So it makes sense he is, in a way, a healer because he's a 33. And
yeah,
he's the one who said, I need to drink water, and he knew that my health and all of those issues. So it's amazing what you said. It's all in the numbers.
Yes, it is.
And people said, I'm in my flow. So that means so that whatever I want to do, I can make happen. And that's why these people have come into my life. It's just a matter of finding the right person to make it happen.
That's right, and you're the only one who can answer it because you're the most spiritual of all numbers. So even the negative, you need to experience so you understand the positive.
Uh-huh. That's what this all journey is about. That's what he told me. And the other thing is that I found out that I can have visions and manifest them. The only thing is, I must say, anyone who's listening, is that I don't have patience. And so when they don't come out exactly the way I want them to come out at that moment, I sabotage them. And
that's the 6.
Oh, really? So this is all real? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
You're not doing something, and you're not creating something, and you're not feeling value. You'll create drama.
Yes.
I know.
Oh, my God. I am doing it myself.
Yes. You do everything yourself.
So can that make, could I, well, this is the most...
Well, Susan, I'm going to have to interrupt
you. Oh, thank you so much for all this information.
What I'd like you to do is to get in touch with Stefanina either on her website, and you can connect with her there, or join our group on Facebook.
I'd love to if I can get back on. I'm blocked right now on Facebook, everybody. I posted too many happy face pictures to people.
Well, I think you can probably get on, and you can join. You can ask to join the group. So
can I without being a Facebook member?
Oh, well, I don't know. Did they block you from Facebook altogether?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Too many happy. I was too happy. They said too many. I mean, 2 times in my life they gave me a warning. Valentine's Day, I was too nice. I found these wonderful hearts to everyone who didn't care if they had anyone special in their life. And for St. Patrick's Day, I sent happy music, and they says, no, you can't do that. So, yeah, I got a warning.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can't be too happy.
When you can get back on, come and join us in that group. In the meantime, you can connect with Stefanina on her website, okay?
Well, I thank you so much. I'm learning so much, and I'm going to read more about numerology, and now I really believe it, that all along you got to look at the numbers.
That's
right.
So
thank you so much for all the information. I guess I'm on the right path, but I also know I can cause drama in my life if I think about it too long.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you so
in.
Much.
Keep
okay.
on listening, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. So our next, we've got to move along here. We have a bunch more questions and another caller. So our next question is from April. April's birthday is April, well, that's appropriate, April 16, 1956. And she says, I just moved to Atlanta. Did I make the right move?
Okay, let's see. Well, she's in her money year. She's going to get money this year. As far as the right move and the location, she's the only one who can really answer that. But this is her year of attainment, and whatever she's got to do, it's got to be done this year, because next year is her 9 year of endings, and that's when she's got to start letting go. So if she made the move, time will tell if it's the right one for her. But if it's not, she's going to have to make the change just before she comes into her 9 year, because the 9 year is when you got to get rid of things. But this is the year of attainment and reward and recognition and action. So the making the move was the best step, because she took action. But she's also going to get money this year.
Well, that's always good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Stormy says, my birth date is November 21, 1959. Just what, let me see, what do I need to do to move forward? What's going on in my path?
Okay, what's going on in your path? Nine, 10, 11. Whoa. 11 master number. I got to do this again. 1, 1, 2, 1, 19, 59, 9, 10, 11. Yep. 11 master number, born on the 11th month. A visionary, follow your gut. That's what's going on. You got to follow your gut. But you're also a lover, and you work best in partnerships, or when you have that feeling of love. You are a lover at heart. You are in your 2 year of partnership, which matches your personal year number. So this is a very strong, positive year for relationships, if you want to bring one in, even if you want to end one, because I don't know. If you want to start a business, you can start a business in a partnership this year, but you need to have a lot of patience and a lot of cooperation, and confrontation does not sit well. So any kind of confrontation will throw you way off balance. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. But with a master number, Oh, but it's when you're born on the first day that you're the master of your fate, right?
When you're born on the first day, you're the leader.
Oh, the leader, okay.
When you're born on the 11th day or the 11th month, or you come out to a master number in your life path, that's when you have the vision, the good, strong gut feeling, the dreamer, the most intuitive of all numbers. And she's got it on the 11th month, and she comes out to an 11. So the 11 is repeating, which is telling me she's extremely intuitive. She's got to pay attention. She's also coming out to a 3 on her birthday, which makes her a communicator. So she can communicate her visions and her dreams and her gut feelings to get what she wants.
Okay, and our next question is from Sharon. And first of all, before we give Sharon's question, I want to tell her thank you. Sharon, thank you very much for facilitating the Facebook group, seeing as how Cindy has been so busy with callers today. And welcome back from India as well. So Sharon says her birth date is January 12, 1946. She says, I'd be curious to know what you say. She's also having a little difficulty understanding the distinction between life path and current year and how you calculate.
Okay, the life path is the number that you must achieve in your lifetime. I get that from your complete birthday. That's telling me who you are meant to be, and what you need to do in this life path. The personal year is what's going to occur
for you in the year 2013, 2014. That number changes every year because the vibration is changing every year. But they still go in nines. Personal year has nine cycles. Birth paths have nine cycles. Maturity numbers have nine cycles. It's okay. Always a nine-year cycle. She happens to be life path six, which makes her a lover of family, very magnetic personality. Look at this. I just had a senior moment. She's a nurturer. She's a protector. She's a provider. She's a healer. But she's got to watch out because the men she brings into her life are men that need mommies.
Ah.
And they drain her. That's her
okay.
life. She's born on a January, which she has that feeling inside her that she wants to be the leader of her own life. She's born on the 12th day, which comes to a 3, which means she has no issues communicating. Sometimes she can talk so much that people are like, can you shut up already? Because she's a 1 who has to shine and who has to stand out. And she's a 3, which is a communicator where she likes pretty things and she likes the arts. And she's a 6. So she's got 2 love numbers with a leader number. So she's drawing everything to her. She's drawing the men who need a mommy. She's drawing the animals. She's drawing the children. And she's loving it. But then it's like, what about me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I hope this helps. But she's also 1, 1, 2, 6. She's in her 1 year of new beginnings, so this is a nice year for laying down the foundation and starting everything new, giving herself permission.
Good.
To bring into her life what she wants.
Good. Okay, we have one more from the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, and then we have Kofi on the line. So we'll take them in that order, and then I think we have another question after that, but we want to keep it moving along. So Deb has written and said, I'd like help with this imbalance, healing from cancer and also relating to career. And her birthday is
May 19, 1955.
Yes.
You say May 19th?
I did.
Okay.
1955.
She's in her 3 year, which means it should be a fun year for her. She needs to expand her networking of friends and people. She needs to socialize more because she's going to get new opportunities. It's going to motivate her and it's going to inspire her to move forward. Let's see. She's got a karmic debt number, so she's in her own self-imposed prison, which means she's going to feel responsible and she's going to beat herself up for getting cancer. So she can't do that. She's got to realize that the experience of the cancer was there for her to learn a lesson, and now she's got to move on from that. She has the ability to be the leader of her own life now. Now it's time to take control. Now she's got to spend the time cleaning out her body and being the person that she's meant to be, because she's an 8 life path. So she lives on the negative side of an 8. There's nothing worse than an 8 living on the negative side. They are a horror because they blame everybody. And seeing that she's an 8 with a 19 karmic debt number, she may be doing that. I don't know because I haven't had the opportunity to speak with her. I'm just saying what I'm feeling right now. But if she lives on the positive side of her 8, she can have anything she wants. Even if she falls on her face, if she does it once, she'll do it again. And beating cancer is a feat in itself. But her cancer could have been part of paying back her 19 karmic debt number, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how does somebody move from the negative side of an 8 to the positive side?
Either they realize their numbers and they make a conscious decision to change their thoughts, because everything comes from thoughts. Whatever you're thinking about, whether you believe it or not, you can manifest it. It'll actually change the dynamics of your person what you believe in. Just like people will say, oh, I come from a family that we all have heart attacks. Well, guess what? Everybody in the family is going to have a heart attack because that's actually what you believe. But that's mm-hmm. not really true. Your
right.
genes have nothing to do with who you are. It's your feelings. And it comes from the brain. So we put all this stuff in our subconscious and we begin to believe it. And she has a karmic debt number of 19, which means she put herself in that prison because she feels responsible for something. And until she realizes it, it was only an experience and she's not responsible for it. She's not moving forward. So she's the classic who can be on the negative side of an 8.
Okay. So recognizing that this could have been a karmic debt that she has now paid back.
Yes.
And she can move forward and become financially
yes.
abundant.
Absolutely. And this is a good year to do it because this is a social year.
Oh,
it's a
right.
year of moving forward. It's a year of expanding your horizons, your networking, meeting new people, being creative. She has been given a gift of life. Now pay attention and see what your purpose is. She also likes to travel. She likes to have fun. She's a natural investigator.
All right. Jeff, you have to come on out to Arizona and help me out with the body linguistics course that I'm going to be teaching.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, now we have a caller. Kofi is on the phone and has been patiently waiting. Hi, Kofi. This is Jan. How are you?
Hey, peace and love to y'all. How y'all
oh,
doing?
All right. Good. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Texas.
Okay. Were you born there? You have quite an accent.
I was born here and then but I've lived on the West Coast for a while and I moved back here some years ago.
Okay.
All right.
So, you have a question, Kofi?
Yes, I was just trying to wonder where my financial situation is right now and what year was I in.
Okay, give me your birthday.
June 16th, 1972.
You're in your 1 year of new beginnings, which you can attain anything you want in this year. You lay down the foundation this year and you go after it. And let's see... You're a life path 5, which means you like to move. You like to a lot of activity. You're a natural investigator. As far as being specific with finances, that I don't know. But if you want finances or you want to change your financial picture, you're on target for your 1 year of new beginnings. So you do have the ability to do whatever you want in your 1 year if you lay down the proper foundation. You're born on the 16th day, which is a karmic debt number. So you may be paying back a lot of karmic debts until
yeah.
you realize that you're not going to move forward either, and that's why your 5 birth path is the one that just wants to keep you moving. So if you're not moving forward in your life, you have to realize that you haven't paid back your karmic debt number yet, and that's the old you needs to be destroyed. The old you and your habits and your addictions have to go away before the new birth can come. And this is the 1 year of new beginnings when you can do it if you commit to the process.
Yes, ma'am.
And addictions can be anything, right? I mean,
it,
well, not
it could
just...
be food. It could be a person. It could be, yes, addiction, drugs, sex, too much TV, too much computer. Anything that you do in excess is an addiction.
Exactly.
So the
oh,
old
dear.
You has to die. The old you has to go away completely for you to birth the new you.
Yes,
and this
ma'am.
Is the year, 1 year of new beginnings. Pay attention.
I feel that, too, because I've been doing a lot of changing on diet, and, you know, less TV, meditation, getting into those type of things, self-healing.
Good. Good. Glad to hear it.
Yes, ma'am. So I know I need to.
You're a very spiritual person as well. You do want to get in touch with divinity. You want the answers. You want to know what it's all about. Why has this happened? Why is this going on?
Yes, ma'am. I have been feeling like that.
Well, then you're on the right track.
Thank you. And thank you. So your show is so good and got a lot of information. I enjoy listening to you.
Thanks for calling in. I'm glad you called. And if you get a chance and you're online at all, get on Facebook and join us on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. You have to ask to join the group, and then either Sharon or Cindy will bring you in, and you can join the conversations there too, okay?
Yes, I will. Peace and love.
All right. Thank you. Same to you. Okay. So we have a question now from Cindy, but I'm going to wait a second because she's talking to a new caller. We have another caller, and I want her to be, and she can't hear what's going on when she's talking to this other caller. So let's see if I have other questions for you. Let's talk again about the magazine that you're, Lori's magazine, the Women of Vision. Where can people find that magazine?
On Facebook, Women of Visionaries.
Okay.
She has invited a few women to write, me being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, or most every day, I will write the vibration of the day and what it means and what you can look forward to for the day. And then I also put my contact information on the bottom of that. And sometimes
okay.
I'll put a little trivia, because numbers in the Bible are very relevant as well.
Oh,
and
okay.
So at times I'll share that as well. If the day's vibration matches a significant number from the Bible.
Okay. Okay, so Cindy's question, and then we'll take our caller's question. Let me see, where did she send? Let's get her on the line here. She can ask her own question. Hello, Cindy. It's time for you to ask your question.
Hello there. Hey, Jan. Hey, Stephanie. It's good to hear you on the line. Let me turn down my speaker, because then I don't vibe.
Okay.
I don't echo here for you. There we go. That's better. Okay. I am looking at potentially a new business, something that hopefully will not have a financial outlay, but I'm questioning whether it's the right time to do it, or if I have the resources that I need to do it right now, or if I should be waiting for another year or another time or whatever.
Give me your birthday, Cindy.
6/10/69.
6/10/1966?
Yep, 6/10/65.
65, okay.
Yep. And I'm the, like the third or the fourth six in a row on the phone, too.
Wow. Well, you're in your four personal year. This is the year where you're going to be writing your program. You're going to be laying down the foundation. You're writing your business plan. You're getting all your little duckies in order to see just what it means. It's a foundation year. It's not a money year, but it is a profit. It could be a profitable year as well. But it has to do with a lot of hard work and discipline and opportunities coming your way. But it's also a year of delays. So it's the time to write the plan and, like I said, get the duckies in order and see that everything is laid out properly and that you're paying attention to everything, because next year is your year of fast movement and unpredictability, but it's a year of a lot of change. So it is a good time to open up a business if this year you write the correct plan and you dot all your I's and cross off all your T's. You're born on the 10th day, so the 0 next to the 1 amplifies the fact that you're a leader, and you have to be the leader of your own life. You actually can't work for anybody because you just can't handle that. If somebody stands over your shoulder and says to you, do this, do this, do this, it's like, get out of my face. But you're also a one life path, so you've got two ones. You are definitely a strong alpha dominant personality. So if you want your business, it's going to manifest. You're born on the 6th month, which makes you very magnetic, so you have the ability to draw unto you. So this is a very good year for you to do your planning and to discipline yourself for the action steps you need to take for your business. As far as financial outlay, I don't know that with certainty, but being the one twice with a zero next to it, anything you want, you're going to get. Even if you fall on your face, you're going to come out smelling like a rose. So it doesn't even matter. Because if you do fall on your face and you pick yourself up, you've experienced it, you didn't like it, you're going to move on to the next thing that is going to work.
Are there a number of people, and this is almost for everybody because a lot of people were asking finances and relationships and stuff, are there certain numbers that go together better than others?
Like, oh, absolutely,
you know,
yes. Team
or relationships, do we look for certain numbers that go with us?
Yes. It depends on where, like if you were doing a compatibility, certain numbers are good and certain numbers are not. Like I said, two ones together do not work well. But two ones in your chart makes you even stronger.
Okay.
Two twos get along so-so because they're both lovers. But they don't complement each other because they have the same personality and the same submissive mindset that they don't want confrontation. So they can almost bore each other. But a one and a two together is dynamite because the two will do everything for the one to make the one shine, and the one's going to love it, and the two's going to love it as well because they're making their one shine, which they're already in love with. So that's how the numbers go together. Where I was saying before, a five and a six, no way. Because a six needs to know that they're needed, and a six needs to be the nurturer. And if they don't get their way, they create drama. Well, the five has no tolerance for that. The five is like, I got to travel. I got to move. I got to do what I want to do. Don't hang on me. Don't touch me. Leave me alone.
Okay.
This is Jan, and I'm laughing because I have a feeling I'm a five.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry, I interrupted you guys.
That's okay.
Well, did I answer your question, Cindy? Did I help you?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Just know that if you're going to do something, plan it this year, implement it next year. Your sixth year, even though it's going to be a magnetic year and you're going to draw unto you, it really has to do with domestic affairs. It really has to do with family issues. They're going to just come up and possibly get in your way. You don't need a distraction when you're starting a new business.
Okay. You say the domestic stuff's going to be next year?
No, the year after. Next year, this is the year you write your plan. Next year is a good time to implement it. The sixth year is not.
Okay. Okay. Sounds
good. All right.
All right, we'll see you over in the magazine, of course. And
okay.
We'll do it all every week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Cindy. So for all our listeners, Cindy also is part of the magazine. It's Women as Visionaries by Lori Raymond, and it's L-O-R-E, Lori Raymond. So check that out on Facebook, and you can find both of them writing for that magazine. So now we have one more caller. I hope I'm saying the name right. Dee Dee, am I saying it right? This is Jan.
Yes. Hi,
oh,
Jan.
Good. Yes. I'm breathing a sigh of relief. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orange County, California.
Okay. And you have a question for Stefanina.
Yes. I was just wondering, I'm kind of growing tired of my present career, and I'm wondering if she sees a career change for me anytime soon, and if so, what would it be?
Well, give me your birthday.
My birthday is 5/27/65.
Well, you're meant to have money. You're destined to have money because you're an eight. So make sure you don't get on the negative side of your eight and know that you can have whatever you want. You're in your personal year five. Let me make sure, because I'm talking and calculating at the same time. Nope, see, I was wrong. I was doing your attitude because I'm seeing five here. You're in your personal year two, which is a partnership year, a relationship year, a year of cooperation and patience. But you're born on the 5 month, which means you really need to be free. And by the way, I forgot to mention this, but it's real important. Anybody who has a five in their chart or they come out to a life path five, you are not to marry young. You must marry starting in your 30s because it will not last. Fives need to go and explore life. They need to go and investigate. They need to feel free. They need to travel. And if they hook up with somebody when they're young and they can't do what they need to do, they're going to get very bored and it will not last.
See, five. Now I know I'm a five.
Yeah, you can't hold a five down. You really can't. What a wonderful thing when a five is traveling and doing what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're a horror when they're not. And you're born on the fifth month. I mean, the fifth month, which means you really want your freedom. You love your freedom. So you've got to have your money. You've got to make your money. But you're in your 2 year of partnership, so that doesn't tell me too much about career changes. But if you were looking to make a career change, you've got to look somewhere where you can be a team player to achieve your wealth. You're not going to do it as a singular person or a singular entity. You're going to do it in a partnership atmosphere or a team player atmosphere. Does this help you?
Yes. Right now I'm kind of working by myself, so it does make sense.
You're not meant to work for yourself, aside from the fact that you want to be free.
Uh-huh. I actually like being alone when I'm working. I mean, I have my clients, and they're really the only people I care to talk to. But working in a salon atmosphere with a bunch of people creates all this drama, and I just don't do drama. I'm just not one of those kind of people. I like my peace and my quiet and the people that I enjoy, and that's it.
Well, that's because you're born on the 27th day, and that comes down to a number nine, which mm-hmm. makes you you give and give and give, but you do. You enjoy your alone time, your quiet time. And fives, too, that has to do, your quiet time and your alone time has to do with you being free. Being mm-hmm. stuck in a salon, I've owned a salon, and I'm a five. As much as I loved my salon and I loved my girls, and thank you, Jesus, every day for what my business brought me, I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the same way.
It's like I just have to be alone, and I'm a five, which
yeah.
means I enjoy traveling and being the center of attention and being at a good party, which I really don't. I'd rather party at home, but I like pretty things. And you're only going to get those pretty things with money. So you have the five and the eight. The
yeah.
wanting to be alone is coming from the two and the seven.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the business that you're in.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see my marriage lasting. I got married in my early 20s,
not necessarily, because love conquers all. And when you are in love and you're having issues and you don't know what to do, in numerology we have what is called remedies. But I really do, and also you're born on the fifth month, so it's not as strong as somebody whose life path is a five. I'm a five life path. I got married at 20. After I was in front of the priest, and he said, "Do you take this man?" And I said, "No." And he married me anyway.
You were smart. Oh, really? Oh, my.
Yeah, and I was divorced at 36.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So something deep down inside of me was telling me no. And up at the altar, the priest said, and I said no. And it's like, what did I just do? And my ex-husband was squeezing my hand saying, what are you doing? It's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So see, the universe was trying to tell me, and I didn't pay attention.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm supposed to make money. I just don't know how.
You will find out how. You have to pay attention. You will find out how, and you have to do it by following your gut feeling and traveling and being free and just getting out there. The eights like pretty things. The eights like the finer things in life. The eights is the politician. You can talk your way through anything. You need to write.
Yeah.
Eights make very, very good writers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As long as you're not on the negative side of eight, you will attain money. Eight is the money number.
Okay. Well,
you have a business head.
I do. It's just I get scattered is my problem. I think so much that I drive myself crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's the nine. That's the nine as well, because you're the fixer. You got to fix everything, and you feel responsible for everything and everybody.
Yep, I sure do. You're right.
And you put that weight on your shoulders, so you're mm-hmm. holding yourself down with that weight that you're carrying on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it.
Very true.
Okay. I'm gonna Dee Dee. I'm gonna suggest that you, if you want more. Stefanina does coaching. I do business coaching. There are multiple people you might want to talk to as far as a business coach to help you move through this. As a five, you need to move through this.
Thank you. Thank you.
To get on with
it. Thank you, lady.
Okay. I'm going to put you back on mute for now, and I hope you join us in the conversations group.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We have one more question from two different people, and then I would like to give you my birth date as well if we have time.
Okay.
So two people have asked, what denotes a karmic debt number? It's been mentioned several times. So how do you work out a karmic debt?
There's four karmic debt numbers. They come from the day you were born. So if you were born on the 13th day, the 14th day, the 16th day, or the 19th day, that's a karmic debt number. The 13th karmic debt number, you have to achieve success, but only until you focus to get rid of the obstacles that you have created from a prior lifetime, a debt. You could have stopped someone else's success by putting obstacles in their way, or you could have put obstacles in your own way and you never achieved your success. So until you learn how to get rid of those obstacles, you will not achieve success. That's the 13th karmic debt. The 14th karmic debt is freedom abused. You could have hurt yourself and abused yourself, or you could have hurt other people in a prior lifetime. So you're beating yourself up in this lifetime. So until you fall in love with you, you're not going to pay back your karmic debt. Until you fall in love with you, you're not really capable of loving anyone else. The 16th karmic debt is the reunion with the spirit. You lost your spirit. You must destroy the old you to create the birth of the new you. And that's connecting with spirit. The 19th is you must achieve independence because you did not know how to use your power properly. So now you're in a self-imposed prison and beating yourself up because you didn't properly use your power, which imprisoned you, and you need to break free in order to achieve your life path.
Wow. So you have 13, 14, and 16.
And 19.
And I'm thinking, okay, I was born on the 15th. So what happens if you're caught in between those two?
Nothing.
Like nothing.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the system that I use is called the Pythagorean system. And he was a Greek mathematician, spiritual man, and he was not well received by his own people, just like Jesus wasn't well received by his own people. And he started a church in Italy, and he recruited other followers who believed in the same thing he believed in, and he said it was through divine intervention that he received all his information to create the Pythagorean system that is still used today. And then after about 100 years, his church caught fire and he burned and died.
Oh, wow.
In his own church.
Wow.
So when his work was done, he was done.
He was done. Wow. Well, we're getting down to the very end here, and just so we don't get this cut off, I want to make sure that people can connect with you and connect with me, and then I will give you my birth date. How's that?
That's fine.
All right, so to connect with you, they can go to Facebook, and are you listed under Stefanina?
Actually, Stephanie, Stefanie, Campione. Campione.
Okay. They can also connect with you through our Facebook Conversations group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. Go there and ask to join the group, and then you can connect with all of us there and be part of those conversations. They can go to your website, which is P as in Peter, the number 3, coach.com, and you said there are several of them, so tell us yours again.
Purpose, Power, and Pride. Well, when you get to an accounting one, how funny that P3 Coaching, there would be two accounting sites there.
Okay.
Purpose, Power, and Pride, and that's me.
Okay, and they can email you?
Stefanina, S-T-E-F like in Frank, A, N as in Nancy, I, N as in Nancy, A, the number 10 at Gmail.
All right.
Or they can call me, 843-427-4227, and just tell me what it is they need or want, and a good time to call them back. And when I get the message, I will contact them.
Okay. And you can contact me at jan@purposetalkradio.com. You can go to that website, purposetalkradio.com, and click on the guests tab, and you'll find out who are up. Posting the rest of those up through June in the next day or two. So be sure and go check that out. And remember that Stefanina does coaching and I do business coaching, so you can connect with both of us that way as well. So we have 7 minutes left, and I'm going to give you my birth date. And by the way, in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, we have 110 comments, a leader number, according to Cindy.
Wow.
So the conversation is just really moving along there. Okay. My birth date is August 15, 1944. And I don't have any question. I just want to know.
I'm just going to tell you who you are.
Okay. That sounds good.
Excuse me. You're a 5 life path. You need to travel. You need to experience life. You are a lover of life. You like pretty things. You like moving your furniture around. You love being around your family. You also have a tendency to be drawn to men who need mommies. But you like money and you like pretty things. So you must acquire your wealth in this lifetime. Wealth in this lifetime is meant to be yours if you're on the positive side. You have the attitude of a 5 person, which means you view the world the same way your life path is meant to go, because your attitude is a 5 and your life path is a 5. So you must travel. You must be free. Nobody can hold you down. If they do, you'll get real cranky. But you do like the finer things in life, and you do like home life with family. Animals love you. Children love you. It's almost like you can communicate with them.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
They're just drawn to you.
Okay, and so what year am I in? What's my cycle there?
What's your personal year? Good question. You're in your personal year two, your year of relationships, cooperation, patience. You could bring in a relationship this year. You can end a relationship this year. This is a good year to do partnerships. If you're looking at different business kind of things, it's a good year for partnerships. But it's a slow-moving year. It's not a fast-moving year. Next year is going to be fast.
Okay.
Because last year you laid down the foundation for what you wanted. So now you're waiting to see the fruits of your labors begin to sprout.
Okay. Okay, we have 4 minutes left before we're going to get cut off completely. We have one caller. I'm going to bring this caller in. You need to please turn your speakers off. You're echoing back into us. Okay, let's try this. Hi, this is Jan, and you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ashley Wiesel.
Hi, Ashley.
Give me your birthday, Ashley.
My birthday is 12/02/1990.
Wow, a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in your 2 year of partnerships. You can bring somebody new into your life. You could get married. You could be having a baby. No, you're too young. But this is a year of partnerships for you. Let's see. 1, 2, 2, 19, 90, 4, 5, 6. You are a magnetic number. Please watch that you don't draw men to you that need a mommy. You don't want a man that you have to be their mommy. You want a man who's going to be your partner. So right now you could be drawing men to you that you just need to take care of. Plus you're born on a second day, which means you are a lover and a nurturer anyway. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll just drain you. But you are a magnetic personality, and you do draw unto you. So be very careful not to draw those men. And don't create drama in your life when things don't go your way. Just learn from the experience and move on to something else.
Okay.
Okay, Ashley, we're down to 2 minutes, so I'm going to say thank you very much. And if you'd like more information, you can connect with Stefanina and get a full reading, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Thanks for calling in.
Okay,
bye. Stefanina. Bye. Stefanina, we are at the very end. I want to thank you. This has been fabulous, and I hope you'll come over and join us in the conversations group as soon as we hang up here. And there may be other questions there for you. I'm not really sure, but we'll check it out and see. Remember to our listeners that you can get in touch with Stefanina through Facebook, on her website. You can contact me through PurposeTalkRadio.com. And we are going to then see you next week. Next week, who do we have next week? Next week we have Sharon Hinckley, who just returned from India and is a yoga instructor. She's going to be talking a bit about her trip from India, where she went to a major festival over there. So we're looking forward to that as well. And I'm going to say to you, it's been great having you here. I'm delighted. And Stefanina, thank you again so much. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show.
The pleasure was mine. I thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So now I'm going to tell you all soul blessings, and we will see you next week.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.